UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed leaders and delegates from more than 190 member states. He presented them with his assessment of the state of the world and presented the UN vision for the coming year. The news was not all good.
We face global financial crisis, a global energy crisis, a global food crisis. Trade talks have collapsed yet again. We have seen new outbreaks of war and violence, and new rhetoric of confrontation. Climate change ever more clearly threatens our planet.
He urged world leaders to honor their pledges to help alleviate these and other problems, and called for a united effort to try to solve them. The United Nations is only a few kilometers from New York's financial district, where markets have fallen dramatically. Mr. Ban says the growing global financial crisis could undermine UN and international efforts to improve living conditions in the poorest countries. The financial crisis was prominent in the remarks of many of the world's leaders. George Bush, who made his last address to the General Assembly as U.S. president, sought to reassure the international community. He said his administration has taken bold steps to prevent a severe disruption of the American economy, which could have a devastating effect on other economies around the world.
I can assure you that my administration and our Congress are working together to quickly pass legislation approving this strategy.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy, speaking in his capacity as European Union President, proposed a G8 summit to tackle the crisis, while his Brazilian counterpart Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva urged reform of multilateral economic bodies. He is heard here speaking through a translator.
A crisis of such magnitude will not be overcome with palliative measures. Mechanisms for both prevention and control are needed to provide total transparency to international finance.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül expressed concern that the global economic slowdown, coupled with rising energy and food prices, have brought about an even more challenging development and security environment.
Under such circumstances, combating terrorism, racism, xenophobia, and all forms of religious discrimination and extremism takes a particular importance.
Later, the presidents of Iran, Georgia, Rwanda, Lebanon, Kenya, Bolivia, and Somalia are among those scheduled to speak. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。